Chapter 4 Lion Attack. 13 hours later, I was traveling on a plane from Johannesburg to Botswana. When we flew down, the land below us was green and brown. There were some new buildings next to the airport, but also some huts. Cows and other farm animals moved between the huts. Abraham Bendix met me at the airport. He was a big man, and he wore a hat. It was good to see his smile.
"Thank you for coming, my friend. I want to talk to you about the lion's behavior here, but I have a problem," he said. "My younger brother has a camp near Namibia. People stay there to take pictures of elephants, buffaloes, and other big animals. I tried to call him yesterday and today, and there's no answer."
"Then let's go and see if he's okay," I said. Abraham flew us to his brother's camp on a very small plane. The journey took half an hour. When we landed, there were no big buildings or roads. There was just a lot of grass and trees and 5 or 6 big huts.
"That's strange," said Abraham. "The people from the camp are usually waiting when a plane lands. They hear it coming. But there's no one here, and there are no animals."
We walked to the camp. There were clothes and bags in the huts, but no people. On the other side of the camp was a truck.
"Where are the other two trucks?" said Abraham. "And where is my little brother?"
We went back to the plane and got some guns. Then we drove the truck north through fields of long grass. Finally, we saw some African men in another truck. Abraham shouted something to them in their language, and the men shouted back. "What's happened?" I asked.
"It's worse than I thought," replied Abraham. "Two groups went out with my brother the day before yesterday. 20 people. They have not come back. Also, those men saw some lions in the camp last night, and the lions were behaving very strangely. The men are going to get help."
We continued north until we came to a river. There, we saw some buffaloes standing together in a group.
"We are getting close," said Abraham. "The lions hunt these buffaloes."
I took my video camera from my bag and began filming. Next to the river was another truck like ours. We got out and slowly walked toward it. Then Abraham saw something in the grass. It was a woman's dress, and it had blood on it. There were lots of other clothes on the ground.
"Where are the bodies?" Abraham said.
We got back in the truck and continued slowly. A male lion suddenly appeared 20 yards to the east of us. Abraham stopped the truck and lifted the gun. Then a second male lion appeared. It stood quietly in the long grass and watched us. The second lion roared and started running toward us. Abraham shot the lion, and it fell into the grass. I turned and saw lots more brown heads. They were in a circle around the truck. There were more than 20 male lions.
"All males?" said Abraham quietly. hunting in a group? This never happens.
I kept filming as the lions began moving forward. Abraham quickly lifted the gun again. Suddenly, a huge brown body jumped on him before he could shoot, and it pulled him from the truck. Abraham's gun was still on his seat, so I took it and shot the lion in the head. Then I jumped out and lifted Abraham into the back of the truck. I jumped in the driver's seat and started driving. I could hear the lion roaring, and I saw his paws on the glass in front of me. I turned the truck quickly to the left, and suddenly the lion flew into the air. Then, suddenly, the truck hit a large rock, and Abraham and I were in the air too. My body hit the water, and the truck fell onto its side. Abraham was on the grass. His head looked strange. Maybe his neck was broken. I was sure that he was dead. I looked up and saw lots more lions moving toward me. I walked slowly away from them into the river and swam to a large rock in the middle. I climbed it, then turned and watched. There were 7 lions around Abraham's body, but one lion was still coming toward me. Lions usually hate water, but this one did not. It jumped in the river and began swimming. I lifted the gun and shot it 5, 6, 7 times. The lion went under the water. Then, the other lions started pulling Abraham's body away from me, over the grass. I sat and waited for a long time, but the lions did not come back. Then I started swimming. I had to get my camera from the truck and get back to the camp. I had no plan after that. I found the video camera in the grass and watched it quickly. The roaring male lions filled the screen. I knew that Abraham's death was terrible, but finally, I had real evidence of hack.